At this time, we'd ask President Colleen to begin his empowering extraordinary presentation.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I have a few opening remarks before the presentation, very short, but and the board has a busy agenda ahead, but I wanted to take just a few minutes to highlight several recent activities. In the strategic framework that the board approved 3 years ago to guide our future, you challenged us to keep building on the global perspective that is so important to help shape our student body, our academic programs, and our research. Last month, we reached out again during a 9-day trip that took a delegation of system and university leaders to Taiwan and Singapore. Among the many highlights we provided, we gained the 12th partner in our growing Discovery Partners Institute through an agreement with National Taiwan University. DPI's fifth international partner is the most comprehensive and prestigious university in Taiwan, and among the best in the world, ranked 69th in the 2020 QS World Universities Rankings. Our delegation also met with alumni and with leaders in business and industry, higher education, and government. That included a meeting with Taiwan's Vice President, Chen Qianzhen, and heads of several ministries, including the Ministry of Education, which renewed a fellowship program that brings us to up to 5 Taiwanese students to Urbana every year for PhD studies. It was my second visit to Taiwan and Singapore as president, and one of about half a dozen I've led since 2016 to expand the global partnerships for the U of I system and for our universities. It has strengthened connections in a region where our ties already run long and deep, including our first research center outside the US, the Advanced Digital Sciences Center in Singapore. I'm also happy to share the news, Mr. Chairman, that our second set of guiding principles were finalized this month. We posted them on our website last week, adding to the original set we developed 2 years ago, and shared them with faculty, staff, and students via a mass email. The full set is also in the updated trifold brochure in your materials for today's meeting. All of you on the board were instrumental in developing these statements, which sing for all of us, which took root in your first broad retreat in July and lay out our position on more of the core values that will shape our future. They represent bedrock ideals, a commitment to excellence with integrity, to fostering healthy relationships across our campuses, and to both financial and environmental sustainability. They expand the touchstone that will guide our push to build on more than 150 years in service to students, the state, and the public good. From start to finish in developing these guidelines, over 200 people were involved in crafting and editing, and I'm grateful to everyone who shared their time and insights. I also wanted to provide a very quick update on the continued incredible work by Jim Moore and his team at the University of Illinois Foundation. At last month's 84th annual Foundation Weekend in Urbana, Jim announced that fiscal 2019 was the second best fundraising year in the foundation's history, with nearly $463 million gained in new business. Fundraising was second only to last year's all-time record of nearly $500 million. And marked just the third time ever that new business has topped $400 million. This is a testimony to the trust and confidence that our broad external community places in our university system. The gifts are keeping UIF well ahead of its pace on its most ambitious fundraising effort ever, a $3.1 billion initiative comprised of 3 unique campaigns at each of our universities. Less than halfway into the 5-year initiative, the campaigns are nearly 77% towards the goal, with $2.38 billion raised for our university system, notably our student scholarships. And I'm grateful to our partners at the foundation and to all of our generous donors for the support that makes the U of I system a cut above and keeps pushing us closer to our ambitious goals. Finally, I had in these updates, I had the pleasure of being part of last month's inaugural run of UI Ride, our new bus service linking UIC, Urbana, and our DPI offices in downtown Chicago. It's already proving popular. Since reservations went live on October the 21st, there have been bookings every day for a total of about 200 already for travel from the shuttle's October 31st launch through roughly mid-December. Saving a seat will be easier in the next month or so when a mobile app goes live, joining the website that has been taking reservations from the start. If you aren't familiar with UI Ride, we have a very short video to present to the board. And maybe we could present that now, please.
UI Ride is a convenient, affordable, efficient connection between Chicago and Urbana-Champaign for faculty and staff across the University of Illinois system who are traveling on university business.
Collaborations among our 3 universities have grown dramatically in the last few years. And now, with the addition of our Discovery Partners Institute, we want to make it even easier for faculty, staff, and students to have the face-to-face interactions. Our people are our most valuable resource, and UiRide is an investment in them and in the pioneering scholarship and teaching that have made the U of I system a global leader in higher education.
Riders can take advantage of the shuttle's high-speed Wi-Fi, onboard power, collaborative working space, comfortable seats, and other amenities.
I'm really excited about UiRide. I have so many colleagues, both here in Urbana and in Chicago, who are looking forward to having a more convenient way to get together, to exchange ideas, to collaborate, and to make stronger connections between our campuses. This is really an idea whose time has come.
With three trips per day in both directions, Monday through Friday, UiRide gets you where you need to go without losing productivity and without worrying about traffic, parking, and navigation. Make your reservation on UiRide today.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And now I'd like to move into my first of four presentations on what we're calling Empowering Extraordinary, our next year of activities. So this fall, nearly 12,500 new freshmen started classes across our three universities, the latest surge in a continuing wave that has pushed it total enrollment over 89,000 and set a system-wide record for the seventh straight year. And this is all under the guidance of the five-year strategic enrollment plan approved by the board. I suspect that most of the parents had the same thought as they helped them move in and away from home for the first time, as in, how in the world can this possibly be happening? It seemed like just yesterday they were starting high school, grade school, or to many a mom and dad, maybe even kindergarten. I've been there myself, actually, three times. We watch our children grow up day by day, month by month, and year by year, so gradually that we don't always fully appreciate how much they have achieved and the woman or man they have become until we step back and take a closer look. All of these young people under our wing. I think the same goes for all of us working on behalf of the University of Illinois system. The breadth and impact of our achievements may not fully register as we keep our heads down and move on to tackle the next challenge or chase the next goal. But if you do even just a quick inventory of everything we've accomplished together in the last few years, our success has been nothing short of remarkable. We're riding a rocket ship of momentum that is perhaps unmatched in our long, more than 150-year history. And I'm saying to public sessions that this is the most dynamic university system anywhere to be found. And our rise has captured the world's eye, reflected in some of the rankings you're hearing about, the new students and new partners who are jumping on board. What we have done is even more remarkable when you consider that our trajectory took off amid some of the greatest challenges our system has ever faced. Most notable in that was a historic state budget impasse that siphoned hundreds of millions of dollars away from our operations and left a cloud of uncertainty over higher education across Illinois that hovered for more than 2 years. Still, we did not, with your leadership, not just survive, we thrived through that period. In the words of Henry Wheeler Shaw, a 19th century American humorist who draws comparisons to Mark Twain, adversity had the same effect on us that long, grueling months have on a boxer. It got us down to fighting weight. We elevated our firm place as a global heavyweight by following the roadmap you handed us as a board 3 years ago. That strategic framework has been our North Star ever since, a touchstone that challenges us, inspires us, and keeps us squarely focused on our ambitious goals. Already, we have exceeded every benchmark in that plan, thanks to your guidance, the talent and commitment of our leadership, faculty, staff, and students, and the support, growing support of our partners, alumni, and friends. So let's take a brief look at the scorecard pillar by pillar. These are the four pillars of our framework. The first pillar is centered on the very core of what we do and why we're here in the first place, calling on us to build on our place as an institution of and for our students. Look at some of the things we've done. Enrollment, as I mentioned earlier, is soaring to record highs year after year, even as many of our peers across the state and nation are struggling to tread water. Collectively, the more than 89,000 students studying at our three universities are enough to populate what would be Illinois' 10th largest city, bigger than Waukegan and just behind Champaign. We squarely are on pace to reach our ambitious goal of pushing system-wide enrollment past 93,000 by the fall of 2021. and leading the way to stem an outmigration of Illinois students that is a long-term drain on the state's economy. Our universities also continue to create new academic opportunities that serve both the needs of students and the needs of society. Here are some of the examples. Urbana-Champaign partnered with Carle Healthcare to launch a pioneering new medical school last year, the first ever created at the crossroads of engineering and medicine in the world. In Chicago, we welcomed the first class to UIC John Marshall Law School this fall, giving the city its first ever public law school and offering a high-quality, affordable law degree to students across the city and beyond. In Springfield, just 2 years ago, students were given the opportunity to earn a bachelor's degree in exercise science, and in those 2 years, the program has already doubled in size. We have also added new state-of-the-art facilities. Last year, the first ever student union opened in Springfield, a $21 million campus centerpiece that gives UIS a new hub of student activity and yet another drawing card for new students. This fall, UIC opened its $100 million academic and residential complex, a two-story academic building and a 10-story residence hall built through the U of I system's first ever public-private partnership. Next fall, Urbana will open its new $48 million Siebel Center for Design, a unique new hub of student-focused learning, discovery, innovation, and entrepreneurship. Many more such facility developments are in the pipeline, including renovation of Urbana's Altgale Hall for math, statistics, and a data science center, a computer design research and learning center for UIC's College of Engineering, and the new facility at UIS that will replace the existing library. These are just a few of the 340 projects totaling $4 billion that will be completed over the next 10 years, from repairs and remodeling to new classroom buildings and laboratories. We are also expanding our already extraordinary faculty ranks through a three-year, $60 million hiring initiative under the leadership of Barb Wilson. Last year, the first cohort brought in more than a dozen of the very best professors in their fields, acclaimed experts in critical disciplines such as electronics innovation, cancer treatment, regenerative medicine, and public finance. The next class is to be announced very soon, adding to the exceptional faculty who define us and increase our power as a magnet for both students and research funding. Our second pillar, as you know, calls for research and scholarship with global impact. Raising our game there requires some heavy lifting, considering our long, rich legacy of discovery that has already earned the U of I systems a place on Reuters' list of the world's most innovative universities, in fact, in the top 25 in the world. Still, we have done more. This fall, Foxconn announced plans for a new $100 million research center in Urbana that will serve as a global hub for the groundbreaking smart technology that will drive the manufacturing plants, autonomous vehicles, and smart homes of the future. Urbana is also part of a partnership with the University of Chicago, Argonne, and Fermilab that will create one of the world's largest hubs for quantum science and technology, considered the next revolution in information science. And UIC launched a partnership this spring with a leading healthcare management firm that creates a new company to capitalize on the vast potential of UIC's drug research. Deerfield Management will provide up to $65 million in research funding and commercialization expertise to accelerate drug discoveries at UIC and turn them into new products and businesses. Our third pillar of our framework challenges us to marshal our resources to ensure a healthy future for Illinois and the Midwest. That includes the life-saving and life-changing contributions that I've already touched on from our world-class College of Medicine in Chicago with its wonderful simulation center that we visited yesterday, its satellite campuses in Peoria and Rockford, and our groundbreaking new medical school in Urbana. It also homes in on our commitment to the economic health and vitality of our state, our region, and our nation. And we are poised to lead the way, literally to lead the way, to a new era of progress and prosperity through the pioneering Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network. Their limitless potential is reflected in the partnerships that they are attracting. Leading universities and corporations from around the world are signing on with us to work with DPI, a world-class research and education center in downtown Chicago. And every public university in Illinois will be part of
IIN system of related research hubs across the rest of the state. That is leadership in action. Working together and sharing their distinctive knowledge and expertise, DPI and IIN will cultivate the human and intellectual capital that is now so critical to drive progress and economic growth. And like our academic enterprise, we will do this on a massive scale. Hundreds of world-class researchers working with thousands of students and countless businesses, investors, and entrepreneurs. Finally, your framework challenges us to create tomorrow's university today. The urgency behind that language is important to us, to ensure that students have access and financial stability for the next 150 years and beyond. So we have reaffirmed our land grant commitment to access and affordability through a 5-year in-state tuition freeze that is the longest in a half century, and a threefold increase in institutional financial aid over the last decade to more than $230 million annually. We have partnered with our colleagues at the foundation to help secure our future through the most ambitious fundraising initiative in our history that I've already mentioned, and we have led the way in rebuilding the confidence in higher education with partners in Springfield and Washington, where we have a strong presence. Partners who made us what we are today and are instrumental to the future. Our efforts helped secure our largest state appropriation increase since fiscal year 2001, which was a $686 million appropriation in construction funding through the first capital program in a decade, and an additional $500 million for development of the DPI and IIN. And we continue to advocate for our bolder plan, our Investment Performance Accountability Commitment, or IPAC, which is a performance-based funding compact that arguably the most comprehensive in the nation. So together, I hope you agree we've compiled an enviable resume over the last several years, so enviable that the National Center for Higher Education Management Systems, a private nonprofit formed around a mission to improve higher education strategic decision-making, had this to say about us. The U of I system has the potential to emerge as a preeminent national model for the public university system for the 21st century. The center says that the U of I system has set itself apart through its commitment to the public good. And those are important words from an external professional association with knowledge of many university systems around the country. So we don't just build on the power of our own resources, as important as that is, but we're fostering more partnerships and collaborations that will bring everybody to the table to solve real problems and drive real progress, helping achieve goals that no university, government, or industry could solve alone. Yes, we have big, strong, high aspirations. But we do not have a monopoly on good ideas or good works. But we have that commitment, the trust, and now the track record to be the catalyst that fosters real and meaningful change. In carrying out this leadership role, the NCHEM Center says the University of Illinois system can pioneer shaping the future of a public university system, carrying out the vision of the sponsors of the original Land Grant Act, but renewed in the context of the 21st century. That is our challenge and our opportunity. Here's an example of what comes next. We're working with legislators and sister universities on an important new bill that would further ramp up our efforts to spark business and job growth for Illinois. The initiative, which we're calling Illinois Prosper, will be patterned after other tax incentive programs that have been used around the country to grow jobs and commerce by capitalizing on the intellectual power of universities. It would provide tax breaks, very significant tax breaks, for any new or expanding business that locates near an Illinois college or university and partners with them on research and educational programs. It will be an incentive for startups rooted in university research to stay and build their operations here instead of moving to the coasts. And it will be an incentive for existing companies to expand their operations next door to our state's great universities, getting access to world-class faculty for R&D and world-class graduates for their workforce. Illinois Prosper, a 400-page bill that we have drafted, would add a much-needed incentive component to the statewide innovation ecosystem that is growing here through our Discovery Partners Institute and the Illinois Innovation Network. And DPI and IAN, believe me, will deliver that high-powered jolt to accelerate the research-based innovation that creates next-generation jobs and companies.
There are many, many more examples of the power we hold to build an even better tomorrow. And I will explore them in this series of four presentations this year, which will continue through your May meeting. They will illustrate the limitless possibilities that we believe are within reach, thanks to everything we've accomplished together, and will shine a light on how the University of Illinois system is empowering extraordinary. We're going beyond altogether extraordinary, which is an adjective, to a forward-leaning initiative based on that and consistent with it, all about empowering extraordinary next steps. They will show, I hope, that how we are empowering extraordinary through next generation partnerships, research discovery, and educational innovation that will drive new waves of innovation, economic development, and prosperity. They will show how we are empowering extraordinary through brilliant faculty and leading edge academic programs that will nurture the human capital for the workplace of tomorrow. And they will show how we are empowering extraordinary by fostering partnerships and collaborations in a selfless leadership, servant leadership mode, and putting our vast resources to work to solve challenges and lift the public good. And I think in this next year, you will be as proud as I am to have a seat on this vessel that we are now engaged in propelling forward. So thank you for your time and service to our university system, our students, our university, and all of our employees, and for all of your hard work that has brought us this point where we can take off. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Tim.